Satellite and air reconnaissance photos show Chinese dredges hauling up sand from the seafloor to build up rocks and shoals in the Spratly Islands, where at least two islands are now large enough to support airfields and naval facilities. Vietnam, the Philippines, and Taiwan, which also have claims in the Spratlys, built some facilities of their own, but ceased after a mutual agreement, an agreement they say China continues to violate. On a visit to Japan this week, Philippines President Benigno Aquino drew a comparison to Nazi Germany. In a speech to Japan's parliament, the Diet, he asked whether stopping Adolf Hitler's expansionism in the 1930s might have averted the Second World War. Chinese officials were unhappy with those remarks and even more upset last week when an American reconnaissance plane brought along a crew from CNN to shoot video of dredging activities and recorded a Chinese radio operator ordering the American military plane to leave. Formally, the United States takes no position on the overlapping claims in the area, but insists on freedom of navigation. A substantial fraction of the world's shipping passes across the South China Sea, and there are believed to be rich deposits of oil and gas below. Last month, Admiral Sung Jiangwo, the Deputy Chief of Staff of the People's Liberation Army, told a regional security forum in Singapore that China might have to set up an air defense identification zone if it felt its sovereignty was under threat. Secretary of Defense Carter told that same meeting, quote, "We all know that turning an underwater rock into an airfield simply does not afford the rights of sovereignty." For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.